The chief was still cackling at his own wonderful story when the old lady returned, dragging in some horrible, stinking something or other. I turned to Missy. What's that?
Aged mutton.
Aged mutton? She nodded and smiled.
Special feast make hunk forget sadness.
Aged mutton. No doubt it had been buried for a while. It was green, dotted here and there with white spots which turned out to be maggots. The smell alone would have taken the paint off a corral fence. The taste of such rot was too horrible to imagine. The old lady dragged it up and dropped it right at my feet. When she smiled at me, she looked an awful lot like her daughter, except that she had several teeth missing and some of that green stuff hanging from her lower lip.
Meat age for many months, just right for hunk now.
The old man threw back his head, let out a howl, and dived into it. The old lady did the same. Missy did the same. I took a deep breath, said a little prayer, and dove in too. Let's don't go into any details. It was bad. It was so bad that there are no words to describe it. I'll say no more. An hour later, I was lying down with my head over the cliff. I had emptied my body of everything but blood and a few bones. Missy stood over me, stroking my brow. She had been very nice about it. They all had been, even my future mother-in-law. She had decided that I had drunk some brackish water, and that's what had made me sick.
Hunk feel better now?
Feel better, sort of.
Hunk like coyote feast, oh boy?
Oh boy.
Now hunk make ready for big raid?
I raised up my head. Huh? That was the first I had heard about the raid. This was going to be my big chance to prove to Missy's Ma and Pa that I was worthy of their daughter. Scrunch was putting the deal together. A raid on the ranch.